final part, managing the function. Some have seen it, some haven't. For those of you who haven't seen it, here is a quick quiz. Now, it's a very quick quiz. I want one answer. Okay? Question number one is, what comes to mind when you think of the correct function? A, B, C, or D. Can all read that, Jess? So, write down A, B, C, or D. Written it down?
Yeah.
Good. Question two. How do you measure the performance of your credit function? DSOs, complaints, sales approved, and so on. A, B, C, or D. And finally, what is your highest priority? Okay. So give me a clue. Let's go back to question one. What comes to mind? So how many A's do we have? Any A's? A. Who wants A? 20 A's. Hands up A's. One. Great person on your own. Okay, two. B. Negative cost center. A lot of managing directors would say this. C. A battle. Who are the honest people? Battle between sales and accounting. Oh my goodness. So D. A sales function. I agree with you, and it's most unusual to get an answer if you have news such as this. If we see credit as a finance function, which most people do, we're missing the whole point. Credit is not a finance function, it's a sales function. We're dealing with customers, we're dealing with calls, we're dealing with targets, we're dealing with results, we're dealing with customers. The credit people spend more time talking to customers than sales people do. Credit is a sales function, and probably should report to the sales manager, because a sale is a sale when it's paid for. And the definition, the best definition I have heard of credit is it's the completion of the sale. That's it. And the sale is done when the money is cleared in the bank. Everything else is a gift. Okay? So definitely a sales function. And I think we need to start thinking more sales as well. That we're there to help our customers. And we're there to support them, and we're there to help them. And I think we do. And most credit people I've ever worked with tend to care more about customers, even than sales people do. And they want to get the query sorted, and they want things to be right, and they're embarrassed when things go wrong. So, very much, let's listen to the sales guys. There is this, you know, and you mentioned a Rottweiler before, there is this view of credit and, you know, being dogged and being, you know, if we apply force, and if we apply this Rottweiler go for people mentality, is that going to bring them closer to me or push them further away? Of course it is. And if somebody owes me money, do I want to bring them close to me or push them further away? I want them close to me. But the Churchill said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. You know, so if you owe me 20 grand, I need you to be talking to me. You know, and if I shout and roar and scream at you, that's the end of it, isn't it? And the relationship's broken down, and you get your stuff somewhere else, and in your business now, where, you know, sales are down, repairs has to be a huge side. So this is where the growth is going to happen. We have all these customers who have bought machines over the last 10 years. They can't afford to buy new ones. So do you know what? Let's service them for you. Let's get them working like new again. Do it. Or am I just stupid? Yeah? So let's use the time that we have to go out and find all our customers who bought stuff. Let's go knocking on the doors. Not to sell them more stuff, because they won't buy it, or they might. But let's go and see who bought a tractor 8 years ago, and if it's still going well, and if they want to tidy it up. Yeah?
So is it a failure so if you end in confrontation with a customer?
Yes.
I lost the ride with a customer Monday because we'll be getting to run around now for 10 months. A string of broken promises.
And when you looked at the balance on the account,
yeah,
Who were you annoyed with? You took it out of him. Who were you really annoyed with? You were annoyed with yourself for him to go that far, weren't you?
I believe the promises he gave me, but that's what he was giving me too.
Yeah. So you're far better off having to deal with him. Sorry. Can you promise me? This is five times they would promise me. Can we come to? All I do, she told me that before. So if you back down, then they have to come up with the answer. She told me this. I'm sure you probably believe it yourself. Years have gone by now, we're not getting very close. How is a great question. I love the question, how. How do we want to solve that? Now, I saw you when I said, is this confrontation a failure? It depends on the result. To me, the definition of communications is it's the result of the cheese. So if by kicking a hole in your desk I get a result, then I kick a hole in your desk. If by suing you, by getting you arrested, if that gives me the money, then I'll do it. My job is to get the money. You know, all this care and touchy-feely stuff is there to get a result. And the result is the money. And if you're not going to pay me the money the nice way, well then there's another way we can go. And again, because I don't want to adopt power over you, I would say you get to choose.
Are this going on for 10 months then when you turn it over to the
agency? No, I have a view. Would I turn it over to a debt collection agency? I'm slow to turn it over to a debt collection agency, to be honest with you. I know there's lots of them out there, and I know some of them are pretty good. I just feel if we don't have the passion to collect our own money, how can a third party have that same passion? Sometimes just a letter coming from a debt collection agency can mean it's escalated. They're getting used to me, and they're getting used to me mainly. So, you know, again, I'm not here to sell any service. There are services out there. For example, Stokes Gazette, they do Stokes letters. They charge you a couple of quid or more.
They go on to do
that as well. The brand Stokes is so strong, and somebody getting a letter from Stokes, whoa, you've got my attention.
Maybe just sometimes just to mention Stokes, you know.
Sometimes, and you can do that with your own letters.
Yeah, I've done that, like, yeah. We're handing accounts out at the end of the month, it will involve Stokes, and be surprised at me, and then we'll click.
And what's better is to use what we learned this morning in reverse. Remember I said don't, not, and no are very bad words. They're very bad words if we're focusing on stuff that we don't want. Okay? They are good words if we use them in reverse. So Mark, if this account isn't paid at the end of the month, you're posting what I don't want. You know, like I don't want to go down the legal route, and I don't want to go through Stubbs, and I don't want to go through the cost and expense and the embarrassment and the implications of what a court case is going to do to you. I don't want to do this. I'll just tell you that I will. And I'm not threatening. I'm telling you, I don't want to go down that road. Now, if you're going to force me down, then I'll have no other choice. And if we can't do a deal here, then that's the only way I'm going to go. And I will go down that route. And I will get a judgment. And I will enforce that judgment. And if that means taking property, the sheriff are banging me off in jail for 6 months, I will do whatever it takes to get this money. Now, I don't want to do that. Yeah. I'd much prefer to sit down and do a deal. And if we do a deal, it'll have to be delivered. So it's a direct debit, it's a standing order. We get a payment on a monthly basis every month until this is cleared. If you haven't got the money right now. Yeah? So I'm not soft. I'm very focused. You see, I'll show you a map. A lot of people focus, they see themselves and their customer. And they see the interaction between yourself and your customer almost like a row or a battle between the two, yeah? Wrong approach. The right approach is where you and your customer are on the same side. And over here we have the money. Because we get what we focus on. So I'm not focusing on the customer, I'm focusing on the money. So Mark, I need €400 needed now. Yeah? Or Mark, how are you? Mark, look, you know what I'm going to put inside there. Yeah, we really have to solve it all the time. Which thing do you get as a response? Every time. So I'm not fighting with you, I'll never fight with you. You owe me money for God's sake. That's the first two is fine with you. Yeah? So in terms of has conflict, if communication is broken down in that particular instance, and it seems to have, and the guy has broken a thousand promises, and you're just sick of him now, this is not about relationships, this is not about business, you will not do business with him if the world depended on it. Now, we have two choices. Either the guy has money, land, property, or the means, or he doesn't. If he has, I will sue him. Right? And I will take whatever I can, and I'll take the money and search around your garage. If he doesn't, I will be big enough to walk away, I think.
Hasn't got it.
Hasn't got it. I'm not going to get it. There's no point in adding to my stress levels here. There's stuff I can control, there's stuff I can't, and this is just wrong. Yeah, there is retention of title if it's goods and they haven't paid for it. You have a right to take your goods back. And I would certainly implement that at this stage. And I would do that sooner rather than later, because particularly the machinery thing, the longer it goes on, the less it's worth. So the quicker I take it, the better it is. So I'm not saying that we get all soft. We nail them, but we do it in a professional manner. Is that okay? I like this map better, do you? Yeah, so I'm not focusing on the person, I'm focusing on the issue, the money. I'm not even focusing on the problem because I get more problems.
It's the money.
I want the money. Yeah? So that's that. How do we measure our performance?
Well, we measure our DSL, what we should do if I
Is this all you're doing here, Sos?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Good to see you there. Yeah. And again, all of these are stuff you don't want. Are you with me? This is what you do want. Karen, you're sending on this.